we love you. And we thank you for this day that you have made. So we will rejoice and be glad in it on this Monday, May the 20th of 2024. Lord, bless your people. Touch your people. Renew, restore, rejuvenate, and revive your people, especially this nation. May this nation once again be one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all, undivided and indivisible. We proclaim healing for bodies that are broken and sick and infirmed right now. Every disease is covered by your stripes. We have the authority by your word, by the same power that raised you from the dead, and by the name that's above every name. And we speak restoration and healing. Financial miracle. Somebody needs a financial miracle right now. God is going to give it to you if you'll just believe, if you'll just receive, if you'll just thank him right now. Somebody ought to just praise him right now. We're starting off this program with prayer from now on, and I want you to start by thanking him and praising him for all of his goodness, for all he has done and all he's going to do. Every career, business, job, your education, every ministry shall move forward in 2024. Every transaction you partake in will be successful. Every goal shall be met. We speak God-given dreams shall be accomplished. We speak blessing, favor, prosperity, success, fruitfulness, increase into every endeavor. Most of all, God, in these last days, Lord, it's so important. Help us to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I thank you. For everybody that's watching and going to watch in the upcoming days, and I pray today's message, one of the most godliest things we can do, will reach and penetrate people's hearts, that it won't be just hearers of your word, but doers today. And we thank you for this day you've given. Thank you for rest and relaxation this past week, and God, bring me back here safely. Bless your people. Give them rest and relaxation. In the name that is above every name, we pray and believe in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to shout amen. Come on, roll it.
The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time once again for another edition of AM Kevin, starring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist Kevin Shorey and the entire AM Kevin Club gang. And now, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Isn't it a great day to serve the Lord? Let's bless the Lord today. Come on and thank him for his forgiveness, his love, his mercy, his grace. Come on, this great song redone by my friend Clint Brown. I'm forgiven. Come on. From the start, you have a place in my heart, place that no one else could fill. Sin kept your spirit from working in me. Couldn't look at life honestly, until the day my will gave away to the truth that I found in you. I never knew just how good it could be to stand in your presence totally free. Now I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. My Jesus keeps giving and giving. Yes, he does. Giving till my heart overflows. Forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. My Jesus keeps giving and giving. Yes, he does. Giving till my heart overflows. Now I can see me as a person who's free. Even when I slip and fall. But you are a God who forgives and forgets. Now I gotta give you my all, cause I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. My Jesus keeps giving and giving. yes, it does. Give until my heart overflows. Thank God every day I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. My Jesus keeps giving and giving. Yes, he does. Give until my heart overflows. I need some help. Come on now. I know this love he placed in my heart. Say, rejoicing for our salvation. Come on. I got the joy of my salvation that David talked about. Come on. You should too. Every day we thank him.
Forgiven, forgiven.
That we're forgiven. Yeah, forgiven, yeah.
Forgiven, forgiven.
See if I can do this wind and fire away. Come on. Do I have your voice? Say, say, say. Forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. My Jesus keeps giving and giving. Giving till my heart overflows. Thank God I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving. Giving till my heart overflows. Come on, say it. Forgiven. Woo! Yeah! Come on! Well, I hope you can hear me by now. Someone was saying there was no sound. There's no sound when I start that picture, the cute picture. Can you hear me now? Come on, let me see. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, amen, amen. Look at everybody that's in the house. Come on. Darius and Judy was in first, and Beth, we do pray for you in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Laura, thank you so much. As always, missed. Good morning to you. Back to you, Larry. Ellen, God bless you out there in Montana. Sherry of the Potato Land. Yes, for sure. And thank you for welcoming me back. And your health issues are covered by the stripes laid upon his back and the authority and the word and the name that's above every name and of the power of the Holy Ghost, Beth. So receive it. Melvin, good to see you. Nancy, Ellen, and let's see. That means Nancy and Isaiah. Woohoo! Yes. Rhonda's in the house. Oh, so good, so good, so good to see everybody. It's getting hot in Indiana. It is getting hot here. Matter of fact, this long sleeve shirt is a little warm, but it was given to me by my aunt years ago, and it has a picture of Cape Cod right there. And so I thought I'd represent since I was there this past week. You saw little pictures of it. I really wanted to be with you more, but man, I was just having a good time, I'll just be honest, and with friends and family. And so shout out to the Fava family. Shout out to my cousins, Debbie, Jonathan, Bella, Alyssa, John, Pam. Love them all. San Francisco doesn't know what kind of weather it wants. I know we're kind of up and down here too as well, but... And good audio, you receive it. Good. Karen, receive your healing too in the name of Jesus. Good to see you, Karen. Good to see all. And you made such good comments, you know, for all the different things that I said when I was just a short time and I did little updates. And so it's so awesome. What's really awesome is it's family day, so we get to play games, giveaway stuff, all that. Speaking of giving away, Melvin out there in Virginia, Montrose, Virginia, I believe is what it is. Melvin, you need to type in for me. Let me know. He got, I didn't ask him if I could say it. I'm sorry. But somebody just got another tumbler. There we go. As my mom would say, tumbler. And all my cousins in Massachusetts would say tumbler. Tumbler with the straw and the cleaner is coming your way. But the reason I mention your name, Mel, is really not to put you on the spot. But Mel... You didn't say, I couldn't find in any notes anywhere what two free gifts you want. Everybody that gets it for $41, it's $41 because it's 41 years of ministry. We have the Friends of Israel ball cap we can send to you, Mel. Or anybody that does the Tumblr special, the Kevin Shorey Show t-shirt, official t-shirt. We have, let's see, what else do we have? We have all kinds of good stuff. Any of the CDs, the DVD with all the 25 songs and all the different artists like Babby Mason, Dottie Rambo, The Couriers, Marvin Winans, all on here. My newest, Can't Stop Now. My oldest, the very first one, Have Faith. Christmas, Valley Walker, my healing, all healing scriptures with worship. It's called There's Healing Now for You, my Heaven CD. I'm giving you ideas, Mel. Let me know if you want the two gifts. Well, I'm sure. I want you to get the two gifts. Beth, all everything I ever offer is $20, two for 30. So, Beth. If you want a t-shirt, everybody, it's scrolling right there below you. You can go to my email, let me know. But you could send it in to P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Check or money order into Kevin Shorey Ministries. Or go to the website. It's a lot quicker, and it is safe and secure. Kind of like Jesus, safe and secure from all harm. All alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Safe and secure from all alarms, I think is what it is. KevinShorey.com is that website. Or once again, the mail is P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. The Tumblr special for 41 years is $41. Get the new Tumblr with my picture and all that good stuff on it. Keeps the cold and the hot and do all that. And speaking of which, got some more oolong tea. Still have a few packets left. Thank you, Laura. The Laura tea is in the house. We have like a lot of Laura stuff. It's like the Laura arm, Laura tea. I got Laura bookmarks in my Bible. Oh, fun. How many of the CDs do you have there? I have at least 10 CDs, I do believe, Beth. 10 CDs. You can get all 10. I think I did a 10 for something. I think Laura got like 9 of them, something for $100. So, I don't know. Did you get my check? More tea and coffee on the way. Did I get your check? Yes, of course, your monthly check I did, as a matter of fact. And I got, did you send me a note? Now, that's Ginger. Thank you, Miss Ginger, sent me this. What looks like 4th of July, like hearts and stars and red, white, and blue. I like that. Ginger, enclosed is my donation to your ministry for May 2024. Please forgive me for being late. There's no time. I really don't check at the end of the year. We go through and we put it all into the what do we do for taxes. But and you, of course, your tax exempt any donation contribution. We're 501c3, which means there's no federal tax. But it also means you can donate and count it off of your taxes. I've been a little absent from watching your show. I'm having a difficult time. Come on, folks. Let's pray for Ginger, right? Let's agree for Ginger. Ginger Z is one of our great partners, but I've been right there along all of our growth and for a long time now. And she says, I'm taking a break from watching. I think she's getting... she's just busy, and there's a lot of conflict in the home. In the name of Jesus, Tammy is going to be saved. By the way, we have partner prayer tonight, so make sure you join us at 6:30 Central Time for partner prayer and my soapbox sermon. And I will continue with donations even if I'm not on the program. Love and hugs from your sister. That's Ginger Z. I love it. Ginger Z, we're going to put that up here. We got that. And then, hi, you, it says, and this is awesome. Look at the horsey with the kitty. Meow. Right? Got to be kitten, right? And look at that. Isn't that? It's just me thinking of you. There you go. And this is from Phyllis, our first AM Kevin Club partner was Phyllis. So she always says, you're number one, Phyllis. Anyway, not I'm number one. She says, she is my number one. Anyway, hi, Kevin, praying for you. And Cindy, thank you for your ministering to me. I cherish spending an hour with you and the AM Kevin Club members. Thank you for encouraging us in the Lord. We need it. Isn't that awesome? And that's how you, isn't that cute? Oh, I love that. Look at that. We have to get the wide shot just so I can get all these. Look at that. Isn't that? That's just darling. You know, I got... Lariat says from YouTube, but there's nothing below it. Maybe resend whatever you're trying to say there from YouTube. Maybe it's Mel telling me what two gifts he wants. Bonus gifts that you get. But I got a sweet, precious... They Facebook friended me, and I think Ashley will watch at some point, but I will watch a funny story. I was going through my old music from when I was 10 years old, and I saw you in it. You came to our Victory Church in Lakeland, Florida. Yes, I remember Pastor Blackburn. I remember how much I loved to hear you sing. I grew up singing, went to Lee University. My career is singing for the Lord. I'm a worship pastor in Lakeland. I thought, I wonder where he is now. And it's so good to see you are still singing and serving the Lord. God bless you. Ashley from Orlando, Florida, or Lakeland, Florida, and or ministers in Lakeland, lives in Orlando. Ashley, since she was 10 years old, listening to me, I thought, I felt a little old, but not, you know, not horrible. Just pleased that I really am pleased that we are still. Ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ for 41 years now. And I'm just so thankful that God has been with us every step of the way. But it is family time, so I want to make sure we got time to play games and also give my word today. My Devo is one of the most godliest things we can do, and I want you to stay tuned and listen. You want two Kevin CDs, the Friends and the Valley Walker. You got it. I'm pulling it out as we speak, or I'm going to write it down. Melvin, thank you so much for your blessing, and I appreciate that, and so very, very much. You don't know how much that means to me, and of course, the tumbler and all the accoutrements will go with it for sure. Well, today's a special day, too. We celebrate every day. It's worth getting up. And it's worth getting up and serving the Lord every day. And this is no different. And every day is a holiday, as you will hear. What's his name? Larry! Say.
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
I love today. Today is awesome. It is. There's some different days that they had, but I picked this one because it's about picking. Pick strawberries day, right? Eat some strawberries today. Have some strawberries. Some strawberries. They are so good. I picked them myself right out of the grocery store. Oh, these come from Canada. There you go. Oh, I love. I can eat it with the stem. I usually hold the stem.
Pull it off.
You know, strawberries are a good antioxidant, good for your heart. And actually, even though it has some natural sugar in it, it lowers blood sugar. Did you know that? Anyway, definitely one of the healthiest things I've eaten on this program in a long time. Oh my goodness. All right, I took my, no way, you were allergic, but I can eat them now. Oh, I'm so glad. Your birthday's coming up, Beth. All right, make sure you're watching on your birthday so we can sing to you. Had some fresh strawberries over the weekend. They have the best. There's two places I love to go for strawberries. Plant City, they have their strawberry festival. They've already had it this year. I grew up near there, so I have, those strawberries were wonderful, but I never had until I was traveling through California, and especially Central California, in the valley. Oh, my goodness. The best strawberries, juiciest red, blood red strawberries. And June 3rd, okay, June 3rd, it's a good day for your birthday. All right, Miss Beth. Anyway, pick your strawberries, eat your strawberries. You know, go to those places where you can pick them. Plant City and California has places I think you can pay for and go to. But they also, California has a lot of those by the side of the road strawberry places. That's where I used to get them. Fresh, right out of the field. Come on, we took that medicine. Let's take our other medicine, right? That's what I have to do. I'm a little slow today because, you know, it's been a few days since I was here. I've got to get back in the saddle here. Here we go.
Here's Kevin with today's jokes.
So, these jokes about hard work, because a lot of folks, you know, I don't know. Have you found that there's just a lot of, I might expound tomorrow, but when I have more time. But more people want less work, but more pay, right? It's just crazy. An employer was interviewing a job applicant. After broaching the subject of wages, the employer said, "Young man, you're asking for some high wages for a man with no experience." That's what I was talking about. The applicant said, "Well, you see, sir, the work is a lot harder when you don't know anything about it." You heard about folks that are in the iron and steel business? That's right. The mother irons and the father steels. That's right. A telephone answering recording device in one office instructs callers to leave their name and address and to spell any difficult words. Early one morning, when the receptionist was reviewing the weekend messages, she heard an enthusiastic young woman recite her name and address and then confidently offer, "My difficult word is reconciliation, R-E-C-O-N-C-I-L, you get the idea." It was about the name and address. If there's some weird words, you know, like Shory, spell Shory, you would not believe how many people mess up Shory. Let me do one more in case you're not laughing now. I can't see. Sales clerk said, "This little machine will do half the work for you." The customer replied, "Sounds great. I'll take two." I wait for that. Even though it goes dark, I wait just for that that woman to laugh. I don't know where Larry found that, but I think it's amazing. All right, well, you know what today is. Come on, it's time. Do we have time? We have time. It's only 11:30. All right, here in wonderful, beautiful, sunny, 90-degree Tennessee. But it's game time. I'm going to tell you about some of the stuff that you can win. Hold on.
It's game time. This is your chance to win one of our fabulous prizes for just being the first one with the correct answer. Now, here's the Quizmaster himself, Kevin Shory.
Thank you. We got books. We got music. You can win. You can win. If you do win, please send $5 for postage. I should say $3 or $4, I remember, but I just can't anymore. It's at least $5. And your gift is worth way more than $5. So that's just the postage for that. Make sure that you do not Google it, the answer. It has to come off the top of your head, or you can ask somebody in the room with you if you want. But win a book like Miracles, a fictional story about factual things, a devotion book called Morsels of Sage. How about some music? We got the Positive Cowboy. We got David and Carrie Smith. We have Daniel and Teresa Johnson, the Pearly Gates, they call themselves. I'll send you a couple CDs. Here's Mark and Becky Dean. Here's Heart to Heart. Some of our guests. Here's about silver for women's wellness. How you need that for women's things. Just all kinds of things. Structured to the powerful that you offer by going to our site. You go to the link there and go to OptiVita Health. They give us an offering and you get a blessing by getting the silver. This is written by our friend Dr. Gordon Peterson, but this just covers UTIs, infections, scars. I mean, all kinds of stuff. What it does, silver. What people ask about the church? Questions about the church? I'll send you that one. What if I'm not getting fed in my church? What's an evangelical church compared to a traditional church? Let's see. Just answers a lot of things. Why do churches baptize people? How can a person keep from getting hurt or injured in a church fellowship? There you go. That's a question right there. I've also got some Bibles for you. Here's some really thin line reference Bible. There's one that's brown, that color right there, or black, and it is in the newest modern English version. And this thin line reference, I'll send you a Bible, okay? Here is Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts. There you go. Maybe you've been married a while, or maybe you're about to get married. Steve. this is a good book for you. It's also a good present to give somebody you know is getting married. Here's a classic. I found one of my extra copies, The Tale of Three Kings. This is a geniusly written, if that's a word, book about ministers and leaders in the kingdom of God, and a great perspective on this right here, Tale of Three Kings. Now, I can't get critical on leaders because of this, but it is a great study in true humility and brokenness we need in our leaders today. On dieting, here's a guide to fasting. Here is Sipping Skinny, Drink Away the Pounds. What in the world? This is from Sherry Calhoun. And I have this. These are not books that I bought that are in my library. These books I got so that I could give them as gifts. Sipping Skinny, Drinking Away the Pounds. Fasting, doing it right. Or a weekend weight loss diet. Now, if you're not willing to make diet more than a diet, but a lifestyle, don't try this. But here's how to detox your system, jumpstart your diet, shrink your love handles, lose a dress size, according to Sherry Calbaum here again. These are all her books, and she's a great nutritionist and doctor. Here you go. So I thought these were, there's another black, not in a box. I don't know why, but another streamline. But this one is the New Living Translation, NLT. There's so many. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. There are so many gifts that you could have. All right. Beth, your nickname is Strawberry. That's funny. Yeah, Beedenwig. Yeah, that is kind of. I'll let Larry win first today. Will you stop? Just play the game, people. All right. Oh, Laura, you have to play first because I've got a great gift just for you. I held it for you. Remember from last time? It's just for Laura because she claimed it a couple weeks ago. The AM Kevin Club sports bottle. All right. So, Laura, you better jump in there and play. All right, here we go. Let's pick a decade. '80s. All right, let's go into the '80s. Are we ready for the '80s? Roadblocks searched vehicles. Environmentalists protested. A quarantine was imposed by Jerry Brown. That's you Californians. Yes. In 1981, it was the biggest pest in the West. Once again, roadblocks, searched vehicles, environmentalists protested. A quarantine was imposed by Governor Jerry Brown. Back in 1981, it was the biggest pest in the West. Go. beautiful name. Go. Everybody's trying to mouse hush. Everybody trying to guess here. Laura said drugs. No. Rats. No. Meth. No. You can only guess once. The rules are only guess once. Only win once. Heroin. No, 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 no. This was the pest of the West. It was the Mediterranean fruit fly. Do you not remember the roadblocks and they had to have quarantine in California and all? You couldn't, they checked all fruits or vegetables coming into California. It was the Mediterranean fruit fly, 1981. Maybe that was too long ago. Let's go farther back. Let's go to the 40s. And I do this because I think this is one that you can actually win, all right? It was first celebrated. Here's your clue. Get ready. And this has to do with the 40s because it was first celebrated in 1621. Abraham Lincoln officially scheduled it in 1864. It was moved from the last to the third and back again in the 1940s when Roosevelt changed the date of this holiday. First celebrated in 1621, Abraham Lincoln officially scheduled it in 1864. It was moved from the last day to the third and back again. I don't know what that means. In the 1940s, Roosevelt changed the date of this to where it is today. I'm just going to stop now because I want to save time for my Devo and all that, and I want to try to give away as many prizes as I can. But 4th of July, 1621 should have been your clue for that. It was Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln made it an actual holiday, and Roosevelt changed it to the date that it is now. And it was Thanksgiving. Larry got that. Larry, he did. But let's go Old and New Testament. We got one winner. Larry, let me know what you want and tell me what you want, what you really, really want when you win this one. God sent 10 plagues to this country so that the Pharaoh would let the people go. Sent 10 plagues to this country so that the Pharaoh would let the people go. Come on now. What country? 10 plagues. All right. Oh, I wasn't supposed to play that. These songs have not been approved. They have not been. Please do not mute me because these songs have not been. I don't know. I forget what the word I'm supposed to say. But I have one that I'm supposed to for the New Testament. Beth, you are the winner. Of course, it was Egypt was the country where the 10 plagues, so the Pharaoh would let the people go. And even though you said Egypti, I know you meant Egypt. You're trying to spell it fast. So Beth, you are the winner. You tell me what you want. Would you like the book? Would you like a Bible? Would you like the music? We have the dieting deals. Here's a devotional book. No, T-shirt is not one of the prizes, Beth. Sorry. But it's a Bible, a devotional book. I know, but you don't get the T-shirt. We're not offering the T-shirt. Beth, saving your marriage, that's, you don't want that. Bibles, here is Weekend Weight Loss. Which Bible? Would you like the black or the brown Bible? Would you like the black Bible or the brown Bible? Let me know while I do this. Black or brown? While I do this New Testament one, according to Peter, this is more precious than gold. This is more precious than gold, according to Peter. You got it, Beth. Yay. Come on, Laura. This is more precious than gold. In California, boy, ain't that the truth? Are people really watching and are playing? I just have. Laura, Larry, and Beth, two of which have already won so far, but Peter said that your faith is more precious than gold. Pretty good, huh? Your faith is more precious. Boy, I thought I'd be giving out a lot more, maybe with the Family Feud one. Here we go. Let's try a giveaway. We got at least one more prize, right? Can we get one more prize? Gotta do it. Let me get the music queued up. Part of the whole thing is getting music queued up, but we got it. All right. Besides Thanksgiving, appropriate. See, that's why I did the... Besides Thanksgiving, which started in 1621 and then in 1865, Lincoln made it a holiday and then Franklin Roosevelt made it the day that it is. Besides Thanksgiving, name a holiday when people eat too much. Give me the number one answer of the top four. Come on, when you eat too much, what holiday you eat too much besides Thanksgiving? Can't Christmas. The preacher. I know sometimes you type in certain words like Christmas, and if it has somebody's name, they put it up there. I know. Thank you, Miss Fritzy. And can't wait to see you again on here. And I know that's what happens. And you put in Christmas, and you put it in again. And then Sherry came next in that Christmas. So Laura, if you still want it, you got it. Yeah. The crowd goes wild. Kevin's birthday. Yeah, we ate a lot of food. So there you go, Laura. You get it. There we go. She got that. Beth got that. Nice, awesome gifts. And that is number one, by the way. Number four, top four was Memorial Day. Third was 4th of July. Memorial Day is coming up. Definitely going to eat some. 4th of July, Easter, and then number one was Christmas. And so I'm glad, Laura, we finally got that bottle. That is the last that I know of. I mean, there may be another one pop up, but it's that I know of. It's the very last sports bottle that there is. And it pays to watch, right? Hey, Miss Juanita, I love you more. I'm so glad to see you on, and I hope things are going well with you. Just in time for this edition of our daily devotional called Our Devos.
It's time now for your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. Now, here's Kevin.
As you can see, there's a scripture down there. It's Matthew 5:23. I'm going to do Matthew 5:23 and 24. And let me make sure I put down the Lord's name there. All right. And Larry hasn't told me what he wants, but he will. This title of my Devo is one of the most godliest things we can do. Jesus said this, therefore, and we see the word therefore, need to figure out what it's there for, right? If you bring your gift to the altar, read along with me. If you bring your gift to the altar, bring an offering. Remember that your brother, and there when you get to the altar, remember that your brother has something against you. Oh, then do what? Leave your gift there before the altar. Go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Jesus has made clear many times that he was really, really, really a big proponent of forgiveness, giving things over and casting your cares on him, and not holding grudges, and our relationship with others affect our relationship with God. That's what Jesus really is trying to tell us. And I really believe that sometimes we get that wrong. And even if we have, a right to maybe be mad at somebody, according to Jesus, we don't. And that the things that are done against us, we should never think that we can worship or give an offering that God will receive it. Many times we just forget the principle that of the Lord. Even if someone has something against you, like maybe you've done something wrong and somebody's done against you, but you didn't know you did it, but it doesn't matter. If somebody has something against you, our prayers and our offerings will not be accepted, according to God. Our worship, our prayers, our offerings. I've had many friends in ministry who were either forced out of ministry, attacked repeatedly out of jealousy or greed, you know, because of unforgiveness, because of not letting things go, of attacking. You know, I know I say it a lot. I repeat it here a lot, but it bears repeating today. Jim Baker is a great example of why he even got out of prison, even though he had made some mistakes. And he said that God sent me here so that I could learn to forgive from my heart, and other lessons that he learned. It's how we should regain favor and restoration from the Lord by what we saw in the life of Jim Baker. If you study that, even if they never forgive you, if you have done all you can do and forgiven from your heart to make things right, you forgive them from your heart, you will be reconciled to Christ. Otherwise, you're not. A bad horizontal relationship with others affects our vertical relationship with Jesus. Fulfill when you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor, and try to reconcile, try to make things right. If they don't accept it, that's on them, but you've done your part. You've fulfilled all the laws of God. Let's give up on our grudges. Right? And try and settle one. It's one of the most godliest things, according to that scripture, Matthew 5, 23 and 24, one of the most godliest things we can do. Because God still loves us. Why can we not offer that same forgiveness and love for everyone? Oh, it's not easy. I'm not saying it is. But we should do our best. God, help us today. Help us every day to do all that you want us to do, especially to forgive and let go. You didn't say forget. But God, I pray that we will forgive from our heart so that we can offer our worship to you and you'll hear it. So we will offer our prayers to you and you will hear them. So we can offer our offerings and gifts to you and you'll receive them. Help us, God, to do all that you want us to do. And it's including forgiveness from our heart. Help us to do the godliest thing we can do. The first most godliest thing we can do is accept you. And so I pray anybody within the sound of my voice that doesn't know you will find you in a real way, accept you in their heart and in their life today, and receive you by saying, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God and you died for me and rose again. Come into my heart. I surrender my life to you today and every day. If you did that, let me know. I've got more Bibles. I can give you a Bible. I can give you a place to go to church. I've been all over the country, and what I don't know, my friends will know, whatever, wherever you're living. And definitely will pray with you anytime if you just let me know. You can email me at kshoreymin@aol.com. Leave me your number. We'll call. Anything that we can do to help you to grow, especially if you've just started out and gave your life to the Lord. Here's an Andre Crouch song that's not sung very much. Only Andre could really sing it, but I thought I'd try to attempt it. Since he's gone on to heaven, you won't hear it from him anymore, and probably nobody else, but I thought I'd try it. I have his track, and we have not been given the total authority and permission, you know, Facebook, YouTube, but we hope you won't mute it, because this message is so important. It's a song that Andre wrote between him and the Lord. You can see it. It's so vulnerable. It's so open to the Lord and surrendering to him and saying, I know no matter what I've done, you still love me. I love you, God, and I love the fact that you love me so much. No matter what I've done, where I've been, no matter what people say about me, you still love me. And I love this song because I feel this very same way. To the singing set, God still loves me. When I was a child, I sang a song, Jesus loves me. That was years ago, now I'm grown, but he still loves me. The house where I used to live, so many things have changed. They say nothing ever stays the same. The grass is brown, many buildings have been torn down. All the people I've known, they're not around. But God still loves me. I know he still, he still loves me. After all these years, he still loves me. He always has, yes, he has,
always has,
and he always has,
and he always
will. He always has, and he always will. He knew all my mistakes, the promises that I break, still my God. All the times I disobey, hear his voice and walk away. Still my God loves me. Oh, Satan tried to tell me, Kevin, why don't you just throw in the towel? I thought I wouldn't be around by now. That melody I still hear, Andre wrote, it still soothes my doubts and calms all my fears. That's why I know God still loves me. Oh, he loves me. My God still loves me. After all these years, he
always has loved me. Right now he still loves me. I'm so glad my God loves me. Yeah. After all these years, he loves me. God loves me. Yes, he loves me. I said he still loves me. No matter what people may say, my God still loves me. Oh yes, he loves me. He always has. And he always will. Yes, he will. He told me that he always has. I believe it when he told me that he always has. And he always my voice and shout. When I started to run away, his love brought me back to stay. My God still loves me. Oh, I can't deny it. His love took him all the way to Calvary just for you and me. I was the only one in the world. He would have still died for me. I know he still loves me, yes he does, yes he does. When I'm up, when I'm down, when I smile, when I frown, when I'm weak, when I'm strong, when I'm right, even when I'm wrong, say I will, and I won't, then I do, then I don't.
See what I mean? Isn't that a great song? I love it. I love it. I love it. Andre Crouch's God Still Loves Me. I might do that one a few more times for sure, but I love you. And the best news is not God doesn't still just love me. He loves you as well. And he died for you. And I hope you enjoyed. Thank you, Miss Fritzy. Thank you, Laura, for your nice comments. Patty, good to see you on. And I hope everybody receives a blessing. Brother Doug, God bless you. And Miss Patty, I was looking at, it goes 2006 or 2016. I think it was 2000. I found I can go a little later because we started late, let me see if I can find it. Maybe I can't find it. Oh, man, I would love to. A note from Patty back in the day when I was just starting out. I had forgotten we go back that far, Miss Patty. And, but it was just a nice note and said, you were saying how you missed me at on the Jim Baker show. And it was like a perfect fit, perfect fit, like clothes, a perfect fit be on the show. And you missed me on Jim Baker show. So it's awesome. And now Miss Patty's an AM Kevin Club member. And it's so awesome. Well, I hope you enjoyed today. I'll be back tomorrow to share another word. And then we got a big Doug Mathis. We've got folks that are going to be on the show for the very first time. Artist, singer and songwriter Doug Mathis. Ministry called Bless Your Heart. Going to be on the program. And author Vanessa Jones. It is a full week. We got a deal tonight. Soapbox sermon and partner prayer. And I will be watching you a year, the end of August. Okay. Oh, really? A year already? God bless you, Miss Laura. Thank you, everybody. Hey, Bishop. Love you guys. God still loves you. He really does. And it's kind of sounding like a little more like Jim Baker's closing. But here's how I like to end it. For you. Jesus is still the answer. He is the answer for this world today. Come on. Know Jesus and you will know love and peace and joy for sure. Shout out to Cape Cod, but I'm back in Tennessee. Come on. Another tender Tennessee Christmas. Oh, that's one of my favorite songs. All right. I got to go. Hey, bye. See you tomorrow. Or see you tonight at 6:30 Central. We'll have our partner prayer and my soapbox sermon, part 16, I think it is. Grow up, don't make God throw up. Anyway, Jesus is the answer for this world today. See ya.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email address is kshoreymin@aol.com, and you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Be sure and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you do, be sure and hit the like button and the notification bell so you'll know when we go live. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin, and remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. Be sure and tune in this evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Time for Soapbox Sermons and Partner Prayer with your host, Kevin Shorey. You don't want to miss it. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.